The Tagite. So here comes the second demo of recitation of the Dragonfly Sutra. And as proposed already, the optimal form of recitation is in a tandem. You can adopt it and recite it to yourself or by yourself, but ideally it works better with two people, and that's obvious from what you hear in these recordings. So today we proceed to set two. In fact, the recitation of the Dragonfly Sutra is staggered, as already explained, and it falls into seven groups. So you can call them the seven sets. The first set of recitation is simply the first four lines. Now comes the second set, and that goes to the sixth line and the comma. There's only one punctuation mark in the sutra. It's in the exact middle. If there are 11 lines, that means there's five on one side and five on the other, and six is the central line. So as you exercise, as you practice this recitation, it's also a good practice to hold lightly in your mind the picture of the body of a dragonfly and how the body is articulated. Of course, the dragonfly is called an insect, and it's known that among the wonders of nature, insects can have a very specific and sometimes quite marvelous articulation of their body and their limbs. For instance, the head of a fly or the head of a bee and the limbs of a bee are all articulated in a very precise manner. And these manifestations of nature demonstrate the beautiful precision of the Aeonic Mother when she emanates even the smallest of insects. So the dragonfly has four wings. How are they articulated? There are two wings forward and two wings rearward. Another way to say it is that there are two sets of wings, the front set and the rear set. And then you can say that the two sets form a pair. So when you picture it, you already have a kind of double image going. You have the pairs of wings belonging to each set, and then you have the pairing of the two sets. What moves on and what causes to move on? Now, of course, the articulation of the sets compared to the pairing of the two sets is different. Picture the body of a dragonfly. One of the brilliant points of the sixth line with its comma is that it suggests a hinge, like the hinge between the wings. So there is a hinge of five lines on one side and a hinge of five lines on the other. And the sixth line is the hinge line, and the comma is the precise place in the syntax where the hinge occurs. So set two of the recitation takes you to the comma. Also bear in mind that obviously each set of wings, forward and rearward, is hinged, genuinely hinged, because those wings move up and down. But the two sets of wings, two pairs of wings, are not hinged. They are locked onto the body of the dragonfly in a very particular way. And that suggests the name Hull. And the name Hull comes up in the seventh line of the sutra. And the name Hull, so that you will be prepared for that name, refers to the body of the dragonfly. The body of it is like a hull, like the hull of a ship, the hull of a boat. So the hull is not hinged between the front set and the rear set, but the two sets are hinged on the hull. So the visualization of the dragonfly's body is a wonderful part of the exercise. And with that introduction of 5 minutes, we commence. Tathagate, the beat of wings.
Tathagate, the beat of wings.
Moving on air.
The beat of wings moving on air.
Stirred by wings.
The beat of wings moving on air. Stirred by wings.
That flutter then and there.
The beat of wings moving on air. Stirred by wings that flutter then and there.
Makes not a sound on its own.
The beat of wings moving on air. Stirred by wings that flutter then and there. Makes not a sound on its own.